is light to guide our feet. 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry. Light to guide our feet, the 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4, the reading begins at verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king, unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good
to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And before him I told the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of mine head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beast of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and an holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, hew down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field. And let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones. to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basis of men. Reading once again, Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basis of men. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, for as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation. But thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, my lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reaches unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass and the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field till 7 times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my lord the king, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a litany of thy tranquility. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will." The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, "What doest thou?" At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. Daniel chapter 4, verses 1 through 37. Daniel chapter 4, verses 1 through 37. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. My. Our topic for this worship session is my. M-Y, M-Y. My, my. Possessiveness has gotten many human beings into trouble with God. Covetousness, possessiveness, the desire to own and own alone without even God having a say. That kind of possessiveness, the desire to say, this is mine and mine alone. My car, my house, my money, my aircraft, my company, mine this and mine that. Talking about my possessiveness, possessive pronouns. Be careful about unilateral possessiveness. It hints of covetousness. It hints of ungodliness unless God is the object and is fully the partner. And not only the partner, but the senior controlling partner. My. Be careful how you use my this and my that. My. You can alienate your friends with the word my. You can alienate your family with the word my. And you surely can alienate God just by that two-letter word, my. Talking about my. Nebuchadnezzar had been given the dream. Daniel had interpreted it. And Daniel preached to Nebuchadnezzar, as it were, as we see here in Daniel chapter 4. Daniel says in chapter 4 of his book, Daniel chapter 4, verse 27, whereof, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. That was good advice then, and it's good advice now. That was good preaching then, and it's good preaching now. That was good counsel then, and it's good counsel now. Let me read it once again. Daniel chapter 4, verse 27. Daniel said to a king who in a vision had seen his own judgment from heaven because of his ungodliness and his lack of reverence for God and lack of understanding that the heavens do rule. The king did not understand that the heavens do rule on earth. The heavens ruled then, and the heavens rule now, no matter what you try to say about it, or no matter what I try to say or do about it, the heavens do rule. And I don't just mean the first heavens, I don't mean the first heaven meaning the sky. I mean God. I mean the heaven of heavens. I mean from the very abode of God, from the very throne of God, the heavens do rule planet Earth. No matter how many space stations you put in orbit, no matter how much power you develop, know ye assuredly that the heavens do rule. Almighty God doth rule. He rules. He rules. He rules. This is his earth. He made it. He owns it. And he does with it whatever he decides to do. And unless He decides to be merciful and kind, there is not a thing we can do about it. But the counsel that Daniel gave King Nebuchadnezzar, as we see in Daniel chapter 4, verse 27, here's what he told him after he interpreted to the king the dream. The king acknowledged that Daniel had in him the spirit of the holy, he said holy gods. He didn't quite understand right then who God was, but he knew there was a God, or there was some God force somewhere that was in Daniel, and that God force was real. He called it, he had the spirit of the holy G-O-D-S, small G-O-D-S. All the king knew was the small G-O-D, the idol God, but he knew there was one God somewhere that was a spirit, and that he was in Daniel, and that Daniel could interpret dreams, and that his interpretations were sure and true. The king acknowledged that. Yet, and on this, of course, is after the fact, actually, in terms of how this is being written. But the king indicated that he's told Daniel that he knew that Daniel had in him the spirit of the holy gods. And so the king, though he didn't serve Almighty God the way he should, he acknowledged that there was an Almighty God by saying that Daniel had the spirit of the holy gods. His magicians, his soothsayers, his astrologers, his Chaldeans could not and did not interpret the dream. But the king was sure that the man in whom dwelt the spirit of what he called the holy gods could interpret the dream. Daniel did interpret the dream, and in Daniel chapter 4, verse 27, Daniel says, "Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility." Daniel didn't promise him that the judgment wouldn't come, but Daniel at least gave him a fighting chance. He gave him something to hope on. Repent, in so many words. Stop doing your evil. Maybe God will note that. Maybe you may be able to have tranquility, peace for a longer period. Daniel used the word, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. God, I believe, I know he's willing. God does not, from my understanding the theology of the Holy Bible, God takes no pleasure in punishing, though he must punish because he is holy. But he takes no pleasure in it. He doesn't like it, just like many of you do not like to punish your child. But it is absolutely necessary. It has to be done. For God, he doesn't even have, because he is holy, he has to handle it. He has to handle it. He can decide to be merciful. But normally there is a basis for his mercy. That's one reason why you ought to pray without ceasing. To give God a basis for his mercy. Give him a basis for his mercy. You're going to harden your heart and say, God, I don't believe you're going to do anything to me. And you don't give him a basis to be merciful unto you. You are less than you are much, very, very unwise. Give God a basis. That's what the king of Nineveh did at Jonah's preaching. The king of Nineveh gave God a basis for mercy. And God had mercy and did not destroy Nineveh at that time, because they fasted, they repented, they sat in sackcloth and ashes. But apparently King Nebuchadnezzar did not give God a basis for mercy. And some of you refuse to give God a basis for mercy. What do I do? Well, number one, go to church. Well, Paige, you said that a lot of bad stuff happens in church. Well, we ain't what we ought to be all the time, but we are much better than where you are, and the church is God's house. So even though we might be in God's house and some of us might be cutting up a little bit, it's still God's house. It ain't our house, it's his house. And God told Solomon, "Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place." Go to a church and pray and say, "God Almighty, have mercy." Now you can pray where you are right now, because you may not have enough time to get to a church. In some of your cases, you may not have enough time to get to a church. You need to pray right now, but if you do have time, go to a church. But pray on your way. Start praying right now. "God, I acknowledge I've sinned, that I've done wrong. I acknowledge I've been covetous. I acknowledge that I've paid you no attention. I acknowledge I've cursed and I've done all manner of evil. I acknowledge I've done things that were not right. God, please have mercy on me. I humble myself under your mighty hand." Give God a basis for mercy. Nebuchadnezzar apparently did not give God a basis for mercy, even after God's man, in whom he, Nebuchadnezzar, with his own mouth acknowledged, had the spirit of the holy God in him, and yet he would not take his advice. Some of you refuse to be counseled. Some of you refuse to be counseled. Somebody said, and you probably know who said it, "He that cannot be counseled cannot be helped. He that cannot be counseled cannot be helped. He that cannot be counseled cannot be helped. She that cannot be counseled cannot be helped." That's a whole nother sermon. If the king had just listened to Daniel, Daniel said in Daniel chapter 4, verse 27, "Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility." But the king apparently didn't. For 12 months later, look at what the king is doing. Look at verses 28 and 29. 28 tells us that all the things, the judgment, came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. 28 says, "All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar." Verse 29, Daniel chapter 4, verse 29 says, "At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon." Verse 30 says, "The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty. At the outset of this worship service, it was said that the topic is my mind. Look at these two minds that King Nebuchadnezzar used. By the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty. Let's read that verse again. Daniel chapter 4, verse 30. Let's read 29 again. Daniel chapter 4, verses 29 and 30. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" Right there is enough. That, just that verse, is enough to get anybody in trouble with Almighty God. Let's read it once again. Verse 30. The king spake and said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" Daniel chapter 4, verse 30 reads as follows. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will." Verse 33 of Daniel chapter 4 says, "The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws." Nebuchadnezzar testifies now in verse 34, Daniel chapter 4, verse 34, "And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou?" This is God that Nebuchadnezzar is talking about. He's talking about the God who truly is God. He's talking about Almighty God. He's talking about that God that Daniel served. He's talking about the God that Moses served. He's talking about the God that David served. He's talking about the God that Peter served. He's talking about the God that Paul served. He's talking about the God that I serve. And I truly pray that you serve that God. The God who is God alone. There is no God but Him. Beside Him, there is no God. If you are in the My Era group, My Reverend, yes, look back at verse 30. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Some of you are in the my group. You're in the my, the possessiveness, ungodly covetousness, proud, ungodly, my this and my that, my billions, my millions, my land, all of my equipment, my bottom line that has such a great balance in terms of revenue, in terms of money, my this, my that, my. One man's downfall can be another man's uprising. One man's downfall can be another man's uprising. I'm talking about my. Many of you use that every day when you're talking to people, my this, my that. Nebuchadnezzar said in verse 30, that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty. Nebuchadnezzar used the my very wrong, in a very wrong manner. But there is a right way to use my. There's a man that lived many years after Nebuchadnezzar that used my twice in the same sentence. And he used it aright. Call your attention to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. The man had been in error. But when he reached out and grabbed my, he used that in a way that rescued him. John, the New Testament, St. John, in your Bible, John chapter 20, verse 26. John chapter 20, verse 26. I'm talking about my. John chapter 20, verse 26 reads thusly, and after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. My. I'm talking about my. Oh, what a difference the uses of those my's. The way Nebuchadnezzar used my, and the way the man who has gotten the name Doubting Thomas. For those of you who don't know the story, after Jesus Christ had been crucified, dead and buried, and rose again from the dead the third day, and was seen by some of his disciples and so forth, one disciple, Thomas, said that unless he had, in so many words, empirical evidence, he'd have to see the nail press and thrust his hand into his side. Jesus knew what he had said, but God knows everything you say. So though Thomas had erred, but Thomas used my in the perfect way. For Jesus said in verse 27, John chapter 20, verse 27, then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. I'm talking about my. Is he your Lord and your God? Or are you still in the Nebuchadnezzar group, talking about what you have, with no view or sight of God? But Thomas, even though he had erred, he had been unbelieving relative to the resurrection of his Lord. But being confronted by his Lord, as he was, he confessed, my Lord and my God. Oh, what a great use of my. Oh, what a tragic use Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, how tragically Nebuchadnezzar the king used my. Oh, how majestically Thomas used my. Oh, how tragically King Nebuchadnezzar used my. Oh, how majestically Thomas used my. My. M-Y-M-Y. My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. My. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for what you've shown us during this worship time. We thank you for your holy word. Forgive us our sins. Hear our prayers. Oh God, don't let the tragic judgment come upon us, but have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. We pray. Please use our prayers as basis for your mercy. But beyond that, and more importantly, use what your Son, Jesus Christ, did for us on Calvary's cross. Use that, for we plead the blood. We plead the blood of your only begotten Son. Your only begotten Son shed his blood on Calvary's cross for us. We know you will honor the blood of your only begotten Son. Oh God, I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. My Lord and my God. I plead the blood. My Lord And my God, I plead the blood of Jesus, your Son, your only begotten Son, my Lord and my God, Father God, Thomas, 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 I acknowledge your Son, Jesus Christ, as being, in his words, my Lord and my God. I acknowledge your Son, Jesus Christ, as being my Lord and my God. My Lord and my God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. This is light to guide our feet, the 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page.